From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Israel-Hamas war entering its eighth month and new phase as Israel pushes into Gaza's most southern city of Rafah and last refuge for more than a million Palestinians. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at a Senate hearing today confirmed the U.S. paused shipments of 3,500 bombs over concerns about Rafah.
It's important to make sure that we're following the policies, and so we've been having conversations about this, and so... We think it's imperative that we do more to protect civilians in the battle space, and that's the real issue.
Republicans criticized the decision, saying the U.S. should deliver everything Israel needs to battle Hamas. CIA Director Bill Burns, who's been in Cairo for high-level talks on a ceasefire and hostage release deal, traveled to Israel to meet with Israel's prime minister, urging both sides to finalize an agreement. President Biden in the battleground state of Wisconsin today announcing a major investment by Microsoft for an AI facility. The president's visit also taking a jab at former President Trump's investment plan 6 years ago that never happened.
President Biden called Microsoft's investment in Wisconsin transformative. A new $3.3 billion AI data center, the White House says, will create thousands of jobs. The center will open on the site of the failed multi-billion-dollar Foxconn facility. The president slamming Donald Trump for the Taiwanese company not coming through during his administration.
Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels. And then they fell into it.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Donald Trump is not in court today. The hush money trial resumes tomorrow with Stormy Daniels set to retake the stand. Trump will host a dinner at his Florida estate for people who purchased his digital trading cards or NFTs. Results in Tuesday's Indiana primary show Trump won, but former GOP candidate Nikki Haley also received nearly 22% of the vote. She suspended her campaign 2 months ago. You're listening to ABC News. After years of declines in honeybee populations, federal officials report a comeback.
The Department of Agriculture has determined that in the past 5 years, the country has seen a honeybee population explosion with a million new colonies.
We're getting better tools, better understanding all the time of the challenges.
Texas Beekeepers Association Vice President Gary Barber says it's good news for the honey industry and vegetable farmers, but also
anybody that's got backyard gardens is benefiting.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A key piece of the Swiss Army knife is now under the knife.
A Swiss Army knife without the knife. That's what the company behind the iconic multifunction tool says they're working on. Slicing off the sharp attachment of the tool is meant to serve markets that legislate against pocket blades. The English government, for example, is considering a ban on carrying knives in public. But Victorinox, the company behind the gadget, isn't cutting the knife from all its tools. The original bladed Swiss Army knife will remain on sale intact. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
Zimbabwe is home to the world's newest currency. The country in southern Africa launched its new gold-backed currency called the ZiG, which replaces Zimbabwe's dollar as the nation's new currency. Zimbabwe's government hopes that the new currency can help stabilize the country's unstable economy, where the annual inflation rate was over 55% in March. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.